Welcome to Crafting Solutions to Conflict, a podcast exploring how to deal effectively with conflict, actual and potential, good and bad. Engaging guests discuss a range of insights, and I cover tips and topics based on my 35-year fascination with conflict and my experience helping people with it. I'm your host, Jane Bettel, and my goal is to share a perspective on conflict that is both practical and positive. Meditation, mediation, and arbitration. If you are not completely sure of the difference between mediation and arbitration, you have lots of company. Many well-informed people confuse, sometimes conflate, the two. They have similarities, but they are not the same process. Fortunately, fewer people confuse the processes of meditation and mediation. It was quite a few years ago that I arrived at a mediation conference at a lovely hotel where a staff member greeted me and said, "We were surprised that you folks wanted tables and chairs." The hamster in my head, sitting atop my body dressed in professional clothing, raced very fast as I looked at him quizzically. He continued, "We thought you would want yoga mats on the floor." And no, I am not making this up. I would like to think that a similar conversation is very unlikely today. However, it is not unusual for people who have not experienced either one, and even a few people who have, to mix up mediation and arbitration. I want to say just a few words about them and stay out of the weeds. There are nuances to both, scholarly journals, online magazine articles, and everything in between. I decided to look for a general dictionary definition. Merriam-Webster.com has this to say: arbitration is the hearing and determination of a disputed case by an arbiter. I will simply add that you will often hear the word arbitrator, and sometimes a panel of three will sit as arbitrators. Mediation is defined as intervention between conflicting parties to promote reconciliation, settlement, or compromise. Key differences? You can hear the greater formality in arbitration, and that the case will be determined, decided by a third party. Winner and loser, who pays, how much, by when. The role of the mediator, in contrast, is to promote, not determine, and the mediator promotes reconciliation, settlement, or compromise. The people in the conflict have control over the outcome. At the time of the meditation-mediation conference conversation, I still worked occasionally as an arbitrator, only in purely commercial settings, not family enterprises or other situations where relationships are important. One evening, I was talking to my mother on the phone and told her that I would be sitting as an arbitrator the next day. She replied, "Oh, that's where you get to tell them what to do." Well said. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the Crafting Solutions to Conflict podcast, please share it, leave a rating or review, subscribe through one of the major apps. For anyone new to podcasts, here's something you may not know. Subscribing is free. You can also find the show at craftingsolutionstoconflict.com. Comments or ideas? Let me know. Until next time, I'm Jane Bettel.